This is Studio 360. I'm Kurt Anderson. It is Oscar weekend. Maybe it was because of the writer's strike, but this year it seemed as if there was less pre-show hype than usual, which made the tremendous buzz bubbling up for this year's indie hit Juno all the more noticeable. Juno was written by a young woman named Diablo Cody and stars an even younger woman named Ellen Page, who is my guest today. Page turned 21 just a few days ago, and she's nominated for the title role. She plays a smart, savvy, funny teenager who gets pregnant and decides to have the baby.
I was quiet as a mouse when I snuck into your house and took roofies with your spouse.
Juno, I'm coming with you to meet this adoption couple. You're just a kid, and I want you to get ripped off by a couple of baby-starved wingnuts.
Thanks, Dad.
Boy, I thought you were the kind of girl who knew when to say when.
I don't really know what kind of girl I am.
Do you feel this, the character of Juno, is as like you as a movie character could be, or are there significant differences?
There's always significant differences. It's hard, because like whenever you play a character who's honest and whole and well-written and multidimensional, you're going to be able to connect with them, you know, and because we're all kind of made up of the same stuff. You know, she is intelligent and she is articulate and she's very much her own person and very much doesn't care about what other people think. You know, she wears baggy ripped jeans. She wears a flannel shirt. She wears sweater vests, and she's a lot closer to who I was and to a lot of other people that I knew in high school that never really get their due in popular media.
Either you're a tomboy or you're the sexy girl. You can't be some hybrid.
Exactly.
Of those. Yeah.
And then it was kind of, it was, you know, I didn't think that would happen when we were shooting Juno, but definitely, you know, you go to that wardrobe fitting and you expect the all black and, you know, kind of goth or something. You know, we're so obsessed with labels and categories. It can be hard to achieve that middle ground and feel comfortable.
The other thing that I think one of the reviewers who said that it reminded him of like the best 1930s, 40s sort of snappy dialogue screwball comedies had it exactly right. Did you feel that as you were reading the script?
Yeah. I mean, one of the things that amazed me the most was the dialogue. I felt it was fluid and rhythmic, but to me it actually felt incredibly honest. And I know when I was 16, I didn't, you know, use the same words as Juno, but I definitely had my own language with my friends.
Should have gone to China, you know, because I hear they give away babies like free iPods. You know, they pretty much just put them in those T-shirt guns and shoot them out at sporting events.
Your parents are probably wondering where you are.
I mean, I'm already pregnant, so what other kind of shenanigans can I get into? I should probably bounce.
I was terrified to shoot this movie. I mean, excited, but scared, you know, to play this girl that Diablo had created, and I didn't want to screw it up for her, really, or anyone involved who had put their hearts into it.
I find it very hopeful and heartening that, you know, tens of millions of people have responded to this girl who is, as you suggest, not like what we see on television and in the movies. I mean, it does suggest that there is a yearning for something different.
Yeah, I'd say it's probably evident in things that are going on right now that this is something we need. And yeah, I'm sure what we're used to seeing, you know, exists. But it's important to broaden the horizons and allow for new possibilities. And, well, I mean, for example, I just think it's obvious in The Breakfast Club when Ally Sheedy, who I love.
What happened to you?
Blah, blah, blah. If you love it, awesome.
Why? Claire did it.
Changes at the end of the film. Like, you gotta be kidding me. You have this interesting, different young woman who gets a makeover so she can be with Emilio Estevez.
What's wrong? It's just so different.
Are you serious? I remember watching that movie.
I can see your face.
Is that good or bad?
It's good.
Like, you've got to be kidding me. I was like, I couldn't even actually believe it, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
Anyway. But I think with this film, this is new. and this is refreshing, but it's something that, you know, we've been craving, who we haven't really seen before. And I meet young women who have seen the film 5 times, and they're just like absolutely madly in love with it and with this character.
What do you make of the fact that in the last 9 months, there have been several movies, including Juno, Knocked Up, The Waitress, that are about young women getting pregnant and then choosing to have the baby?
I think what becomes difficult with associating that with this film is that this film isn't political, first and foremost, at all.
Mm-hmm.
And I heard some guy the other day calling it a pro-life movie, and it's just, it's obviously not. It's a film about a girl that has a baby and gives it to a yuppie couple for adoption and follows her on that journey. You know, the most important thing is that the choice is unbelievably evident in the film.
Uh-huh.
And completely there for her.
Well,
and that's the most important thing.
And it seems to me it gives real meaning to choice in the pro-choice sense. She makes a choice rather than having an abortion means pro-choice and not having an abortion means pro-life. It sort of escapes that false dichotomy.
Exactly. And the character doesn't break down saying, I don't want to murder my baby. She's
yes.
She's weirded out by the fact that the kid has fingernails. And I think that was an excellent choice, Diablo's part, to approach it in that way. And I think Juno's an extremely impulsive, extremely kinetic character. And you know, it was a mistake.
Ellen Page, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
You're a part-time lover and a full-time friend. The monkey on your back is the latest trend. I don't see what anyone can see in anyone else but
I'll kiss you.
You
on the brain in the shadow of the train.